He went on to summarise the official history of how the early Tigran colonists vied with a native sentient species, the Zashahil, and how 40 years of friction and confrontation led to war. The war culminated in the surrender of the defeated native tribes and their en masse migration to a less hospitable equatorial landmass across a narrow sea. Then Rawlins began to uncover the true history. His report had been recorded outdoors at a ruined coastal port from which the Zashahil were supposed to have sailed. Greg saw Rawlins use scanning equipment to reveal numerous burial pits around the port and a digging machine to bring up soil-caked clumps of non-human bones. Finally, after he arrived at a rough tally in excess of 250,000, Rawlins' report ended with the words,
"So now we know the truth, which is that we are capable of murdering an entire race. But will this truth set us free, or will it damn us?"
As the picture faded to black, Greg sat back in his chair, noting the grim faces all around him.
"How would I feel if I'd found out that something like that had happened during the early years of our colony? In fact, it could have happened when we discovered the Uvovo on Niviester. Were we just lucky enough to hold on to reason?"
"So, have many of your people seen this?" Greg said.
"As soon as the Bund became aware of its existence by some unknown source, it was banned, declared an illegal propaganda tool designed to break our unified will," said Braddock. "So, naturally, people then began actively seeking it out. At the same time, several pieces of corroborating evidence started showing up. Century-old diaries, secretly recorded group testimonials, even a couple of hundred-year-old commandery reports hinting strongly at disturbing events. In short, Electo City has become a simmering pot of allegations, accusations, and denials. Even administrators who seem to be in danger of being thrown out of their offices. But then Becker's Shadow Watch troopers began arresting the more vocal critics, as well as their associates. The last we heard, the clampdown was so heavy-handed that some districts of Electo have refused to permit entry to any city officials."
"I didn't know that the situation had become so charged," said Berg. "How has it affected the Nightwalker Commandery?"
"Well, there was fighting outside the barracks when Shadow Watch troopers tried to arrest a couple of our men."
Seeing Greg's puzzlement, Braddock explained.
"Before Captain Rawlins became Preceptor of Veterans, he was captain of the Nightwalkers, highly decorated and well-liked. Our current Captain Eisler is, unfortunately, one of Becker's sycophants, which, if anything, has intensified our loyalty to the memory of Sam Rawlins."
"I see," Greg said. "So what you need to know is how welcoming a future Darien government would be to an immigration of Tigrans, aye?"
He leaned forward.
"Assuming that we survive the dread storm that's about to come down on our heads."
Braddock met his gaze.
"That's correct, Mr. Cameron."
"Well, I tell you, my people are as cantankerous, difficult, and opinionated a bunch as you're ever likely to meet. We've a saying, put a Scot, a Russ, and a Norge in a room, and after an hour you'll have six different arguments, not just three.